Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And we're going to talk to the coach of the Newcastle Knights, an old mate of all of ours, Nathan Brown. Brownie, welcome to the show.
No, no way, bud.
I'm fantastic. Congratulations. 5 weeks, a long time in rugby league. 5 games in a row. What about your boys on Friday night?
Yeah, the boys certainly had a good shot at it. Yeah, obviously the Roosters were down Cooper and then Luke Keir went off, but I thought the intensity we went about the game with our defence and the physical part of it, I think, you know, we did that really well as we did against St George. So to be able to back it up and do it against another quality forward pack was pleasing.
Brownie, what's the big change in the last 5 weeks for yourself? What's something that you've noticed, mate?
Probably, Geordie, you know, we thought we were competing reasonably well without having much polish in our attack, and I suppose the hard work was probably not getting much reward, but as our attacks improved a little bit, and I suppose the reward we've got for the hard works, I know that's give the boys a little bit extra, but we're certainly they've got the physical part of the game right. We seem to be doing pretty well against the opposition there with our forwards, which gives Piercy and Kayla and those blokes a good opportunity. But I think, you know, we felt at the start of the year when we sort of lost those few, apart from obviously the Gold Coast game where we had the strip out, we felt the other games we were certainly in the fight a lot, but we were lacking, a little in one or two little areas of the one percenters, I suppose, but more importantly, we lacked a little bit of polish. But obviously Piercy's form's probably helped bring some other players into the game a little bit. But as a whole, I think the whole intensity of our defence has probably been at a higher quality for longer periods, and that's given us plenty to play off.
Brownie, it's a funny game, rugby league, isn't it? You go back 6 weeks and all the talk was that you were probably going to be the first coach sacked this season. What's that like when you go through that? Because obviously the turnaround from a club point of view has been outstanding.
Yeah, look, I've been fortunate to be coaching for a long time now, and I've been in some good situations and bad ones, and I'd like to think I've handled some bad ones good, and I'd also know that I haven't handled them as well when I was a younger coach. So I knew if we sort of stuck to our guns. The players are a good bunch of blokes, and there certainly is some players, you know, in some key positions that can be quite influential, you know. So, you know, with Clem and Glazen and those blokes' experience in the middle part of the field now, with, you know, Piercy's experience at half, and obviously Caleb has that fair bit of brilliance there at the back, you know, I was confident if we got, you know, if we got our defence going good, if we kept that going well as a group, and things would slowly turn. And, you know, you certainly, you know, I did expect our Parramatta performance against Gold Coast, if I'll be truthful, you know, we were a bit off against Manly, and I thought we would have got some good lessons out of that. And we trained great coming into the Gold Coast. We trained as good as we've trained in the past 5 or 6 weeks, but it went wrong, and it went wrong badly. And whether that was a catalyst to turn us around or not, but, yeah, as I said, you know, probably, you know, I've been coaching a long time and I've been in some different situations, and I'd like to think over the course of the journey you get some good lessons.
Brownie, what about the makeup of the side moving forward? Mate, you obviously got Danny injured over the weekend. You're going to miss probably 3 or 4 other guys. You're going to go move on into representative honours. And you got a guy like Kurt Mann. What have you made of his start of the season? And he's doing a good job for you at 6 at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, Kurt's doing a great job. When we bought Kurt, you know, we obviously, you know, we've looking at bringing him in as a bloke who can play some dummy half and other spots. You know, with the situation with Slade and Tower, you know, we're sort of, you know, a little bit short in both those areas. So we thought Kurt can definitely come in and cover a number of areas, and we knew he'd be in the team somewhere. And as it's turned out, you know, probably if you asked us at the start of the year, we probably would have thought, you know, one and hooker and probably centre were probably going to be the more likely ones. But as it turned out, you know, we've watched him. He's done a fair bit of training at 5'8", and we sort of worked that after the Canberra game. We thought that 5'8" might be his best spot for our team, and unfortunately, he was injured for 3 or 4 weeks. But look, he's done a great job for us, and you know, we don't want to move him now. But you know, state of origin injuries may make that happen. But the other day, he played 5'8", and then he went to hooker for us after we lost Caelan as well as Denny. So he did it well, and you know, he's just a good, competent footballer, and he's a great competitor. So he'll always have a spot, but we would like to keep him in one spot if we could, but how possible that is with the injuries and state of origin, only time will tell.
What are you thinking with the 9?
Oh, well, obviously, Connor was great the other day, but, you know, obviously we've got the situation with Caelan and Queensland now, so, you know, Connor's you know, probably our next best option at fullback as well. And, you know, where we are with our back situation, you know, we've got a couple of really, really good young backs. You know, one's got a broken thumb. He's young staff to tell us, so he's not quite right. Another one, young Simi, he's only 18. He's got some problem with his back at the moment. And then young Bradman Best, he's not allowed to play because he's only 17. But they're all really good young players who we have high hope for, but for different reasons aren't available at the minute. So, you know, what we can do with our back line will probably determine what we do with Connor, you know. So, but, you know, again, Connor's, I thought his game the other night was his best game for this year. And, you know, that sort of utility role, and hooker seemed to suit him great, but he's good at fullback as well. So I suppose we'll just have to see where we sort of sit with injuries and who actually does make Origin.
Speaking of Origin, Brownie, what's the latest with Mitchell Pearce? Those five man of the match performances in a row on the back of his leadership being questioned and his commitment to his profession being questioned. But has he picked up a little injury or?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a groin problem, Hoops, and it's not a disaster, but it's one that'll get worse over time. And if we were to play this week, he wouldn't train all week. And then if he played with us, it'd be a touch and go one. But if he doesn't do anything for the week with us and rest it up and does his rehab and that, he should get a full week's training the following week coming into the South game. It should be okay. But it's one of those ones where you push him and keep playing, it's got the potential to get worse and become a major problem. And obviously being a kicker, we don't want to take that. We wouldn't want to take that risk within ourselves. So that's where he's at the moment. But it's not a disaster, but it's certainly something that needs monitoring.
Is his elbow all right, mate, or is his arm? He seemed to be grabbing at that arm a little bit during that good win Friday night. Mind you, it didn't stop him throwing one of the best passes we've seen all season shortly after that.
Yeah, I think his arm's all right. He's certainly been putting his body on the line, so hopefully we can get him to, I suppose, manage his defensive load a little bit. But he's certainly been putting himself out there and he's expending a lot of energy. But as far as I know, he's okay there, mate. The groin is probably the only real thing we have an issue with at the moment.
Hey, Brownie, there's a photo in the paper today, mate. Went and cooked the barbecue for the juniors, mate. How did little Jacko play?
Mate, he's got a good little team. There's eight little young fellas in there. They're a good group, and I think they had a nice win the other day. But yeah, it was good fun. Bedsy was there with me. A great club down there at South. We've got, you know, Craig Smith down there, Mark Hughes, Regan Tenner. There's Matty Hilda. There's 1,000 old NRL players. You go down and pick up the kids from training, and there's drills running everywhere. And Andrew Ryan's wife, sort of Bobcat's wife, she runs the club, and they're a great club, a really, really good organisation. I don't get to do too much there, but my barbecuing skills are pretty good the other day, Gordy. I couldn't see if they're happy.
So that club's just under the salary cap, eh, with all those players?
Oh, mate, I reckon that with the ex-general players in the cage and stuff, they'd probably be bumping the budget a bit, yeah.
Tell you what, Brownie, you get, as you pointed out, a week off this week for the split round, then this is going to be a massive clash Friday week, ANZ Stadium. 24 buses coming down from Newcastle, Rabbitohs and Newcastle. Obviously, you blokes won 5 in a row, but this is a massive test in Sydney.
Yeah, you still a Rabbitohs man, Maroon?
Oh, yes. 100%, Brownie.
Hey, good on you. They're going well, the Rabbits. They've had an outstanding year to date. And obviously, you know, they had a finish in that sort of equal first last year, and then Wayne's obviously come in and used a bit of his experience and changed one or two small things, and they're going outstanding, you know, so they're going to be a side that I think if they can hold their squad together, I think we'd all agree at the end of the year they're going to be punching away in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's thinking with his big head again.
Yeah, don't. Hey, I'm not getting involved, all right? Don't leave me out of it. I've got other things to worry about.
Yeah, good on you, Brownie. We're pleased to see you doing so well, old mate, and we'll see you in Sydney in a couple of weeks' time.
All right, thanks, fellas.
NRL coach of the Newcastle Knights, great fella, Nathan Brown. And congratulations to our audience through Triple M Newcastle. 5 straight, your blokes, really looking, you know, deep inside the top 8 now and be looking to cement a top 4 finish for the mighty Newcastle Knights.